Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shanna Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
That is right, my friends. Conservative, not bitter indeed. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for joining us today. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. Had a nice weekend here myself. The Colts are now, what, 6-1? Is that right? 6-1. Hard to believe. I thought they might be 1-6 at this point. But that's another discussion, another topic for another day. But had a good weekend. Hope you did as well. I've got a lot of things I want to get to in the stack of stuff. And a lot of this revolves around the No Kings rallies, protests, whatever you want to call it. By the way, kudos. Kudos to the left from what I'm saying reported now. That these were non-violent protests. Now, I'm not saying it's 100% true, but by and large, that seems to be the case. And I want to applaud the left for at least figuring this out at this particular point in American history. Doesn't appear like I have to do the when a protest becomes a riot bit that I do from time to time on this program just to keep it straight for the left. Heck, maybe they've been listening here. I don't know. But kudos to them for not burning the country to the ground over the weekend. So I want to talk about that today. I want to talk about this whole concept of what a monarchy even is. I want to talk about what government is. I want to talk about what our type of government is. I want to talk about just the framework and how it matters, the arguments, the debates that have been had, that will be had for the lifespan of this country and the lifespan of governments this side of heaven, my friend. So that's what I want to talk about. I'll also want to talk here about day number 20, as the program unfolds, day number 20 of the Schumer shutdown, which we'll get to in due course, my friends. That's where we're headed today, and I appreciate you being here. You know that one of the biggest challenges that we as conservatives face is finding ways to ensure our values align with the things that we do, and that includes how we invest our money. That's why I love what the team at 48 Financial is doing. They specialize in biblically responsible investing. That means they screen out companies that don't align with your faith and your values, so you're not funding things that go completely against what you believe in. Plus, they do that heavy lifting for you, helping you align your investments with your current purpose and goals, of course, your values as well. The best part of this is that they'll help you find out if your current investments, if or to what degree your current investments align with your values, reflect your values. All you have to do is hop on over to 48financial.com/Todd. That's 48financial.com/Todd. You can take a quick, painless assessment. They will help you determine to what degree your investments align with your values. 48 Financial, because your money should work for your values. All right, let's talk about this No Kings rally, protest, whatever you want to call it here, over the weekend. And I want to start by talking about monarchy. I want to talk about the type of government that we have in this great nation. So let's go back in the history books a bit here. And we've done a part of this before. Some of this will sound familiar to you if you've listened to this program for any length of time, but I'm going to buzz through this quickly, especially for people who are new. As a growing program that's reaching new people and new markets, that sort of thing, I just want to do this quickly because I got to keep everybody in mind. So bear with me. This will be a refresher, I think a useful refresher to those of you who have heard this. But for those who haven't, this will be a good way to frame this discussion and to think about these issues. So when this nation was founded, we defeated the British, right? We broke free from the British. We said, you're not going to be totalitarian dictators over us anymore. We believe that our rights come from God, not from you. And you're not going to be telling us how we can live our lives. You're not going to micromanage us. You're not going to have us not be able to have a voice in our government, right? No taxation without representation, all that stuff. And if you read the Declaration of Independence, you will see that it is a laundry list of abuses that the British government, the monarchy, the real monarchy, actually had instituted over the people in the colonies, over the colonists. And so they basically said, for these reasons, we've tried everything in our power to get along with you. We've tried to make amends. We've tried to work with you, but this has become an untenable situation. And so now we have declared that we're independent. Sayonara, sucker. We're not messing with you any longer. Of course, the war broke out. And at the time of that war breaking out, despite what anybody tells you today, the reality was the Americans were considered massive, massive underdogs in this fight, especially when you think about the realities. And keep this in mind as you think about the political landscape here in 2025. It was roughly, and I'm giving rough estimates, this probably isn't perfect, but this is cited historically throughout American historical sites and documents and writings, but I believe it was Adams, President Adams, who said that effectively one-third of the people at the time of the revolution were in favor of the revolution. One-third of the people opposed the revolution, actually sided with the King George and the British, and one-third of the people basically said, leave me alone. Don't pull me into this. I don't want to get involved in this. I'm just trying to live my life. And that sounds very familiar to the landscape today. So don't forget that one third of the people caused the revolution to take place. So America, of course, fought for her independence. She won her independence. And the founders had some decisions to make, the folks who were shaping our government. Typically what happens when a group of people defeat another group of people and break free or conquer a nation, which we didn't conquer a nation, we just basically freed ourselves under the tyranny of another. But usually what happens is the people who take power then institute themselves as the new leaders, as the new ruling class, and basically tell the people how they're going to live. But see, our founders didn't do this. And this is a remarkable thing. Our founders decided to actually believe, and again, they didn't completely 100% accept the words that they had written in the Declaration of Independence. We've talked about the issue of slavery. That's not the purpose of this program. This is to take us in a direction to talk about tyranny and how the government was formed and types of government and really how this nation was designed to function so that we understand what these folks are talking about. These folks who go to these No Kings rallies, what are they actually protesting? Do they even know to begin with? So you have the founders said, listen, we're not going to do that. We're not going to create a new group of subjects, of people in this country who are subjects to us. Instead of us forming the government and then telling the people what they can do, what we're going to do is we're going to say, you're not subjects, you're citizens. You're citizens who have been given. We're actually going to double down on what we said in the Declaration. We're going to say that your rights come from God and not from government. That's what we're going to say. That's what we're going to do. And we're going to double down on that. We're going to build this nation upon that. And so that's what they did. And instead of the government telling the people how to live, the founders said, we're going to get the consent of the governed. The people are free. Their liberties come from God. But as Madison wrote in Federalist Number 51, he wrote these words, if men were angels, no government would be necessary. And this is true. And so you've got this friction. You've got that we are created to be free, but men are not angels. We need a system of government for order, for justice, to protect ourselves from other countries, for example, have a way to institute law and order. And so what the founders decided, and of course there were a couple of, there was a first experiment with the Articles of Confederation, and then they later created the Constitution at the Constitutional Convention. But to, suffice it to say at this point, what the founders did was they said, we want to, the people are doing this, right? We are representing the people. The people have said that they are free, given their rights by Almighty God, but they're going to hand over power, a certain amount of power, to the federal government so that we can deal with the realities. As Madison said, men are not angels, so we got to have government. Jefferson wrote, it is to secure our rights that we resort to government at all. So it's because of the nature of humanity that we have a government, right? This side of heaven, this is necessary. It won't be necessary eternally in God's kingdom. In fact, God is a king. God is a king, and that is acceptable because God is without fault or blame. He is pure and absolutely good. So we don't have to worry about those things that happen with earthly kings. So we founded the government. It said, we want to have the smallest government possible to do the basic things that we need it to do. And the people are giving their consent to the government to do this. And we'll put this in a document ultimately in the Constitution of the United States of America that outlined very specifically what our government was, right? We have three equal branches of government. We have a separation of powers. We've got the executive branch, the legislative branch, the judicial branch. We've got Congress, bicameral Congress. We've got House of Representatives, which is supposed to be the elected representation of the people, and senators, the U.S. Senate, which was originally the House that was elected by state legislatures across the country. That has now changed to where we effectively directly represent both the members of the U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate. I think we made some mistakes there, but be that as it may, I think the founders had that right. But be that as it may, so the founders said, we want to retain as much liberty as possible by all, while also acknowledging that some degree of government is necessary. Men are not angels. We've got to secure our rights. We've got to find a way to protect ourselves. But we also understand that power in the hands of one person or a small group of people has done a tremendous amount of harm throughout the history of the world. And so we want to prevent against that. We want to have safeguards against that. And so that's the balancing act that Congress, or I should say the Continental Congress, was trying to manage and navigate when they created the Constitution at the Constitutional Convention. They were trying to keep people as free as possible, giving government enough power. They learned this lesson through the Articles of Confederation when they didn't give the federal government enough power to actually do its job. So they wanted to give it enough power, but not too much power. And so that's where they started separating powers. They started having checks and balances. And so, but at the same time, government at its core, and John Stossel says this, if you've ever consumed or listened to any of his content, watched his stuff, John Stossel says on his program, government is force. Government is ultimately force. And so force is not good. And so we want as little force as necessary to be able to give us the basics of what we need to deal with the realities that people this side of heaven are not angels. Of course, we're not going to be angels either when we go to heaven. We're still going to be human, but the propensity and the choices to do evil are not going to be accompanying us over there. So bottom line here is that on this side of heaven, we instituted government here, this government in particular, with certain checks and balances, trying to balance a variety of things, give the government enough power to do what it needs to do, to fulfill the, to be able to do what the people consented for it to do, while also protecting as many of the individual liberties as humanly possible, and balancing all of that. And so that's why we have a constitution. Now, we do not have a king. We do not have a monarchy. We have an executive. We have a president, though, and the president does have executive power. Remember, government is force. Government is force, and there is power given to the branches of government in the Constitution. Right? For example, just one that popped into my head right now, Congress has the power to declare war. That's a pretty big power, right? Now, there are, checks and balances even within that. You got to have, you got to meet a certain threshold to be able to declare war. It can't be one individual senator or one individual congressman, but that's a major power to be able to say we're going to go and fight another country and fire weapons and drop bombs and that sort of thing. Like that's a big power, right? We can agree on that. And so government has power, but it's you have to give the government enough power to do what governments need to do without doing as little damage to the liberties of people and protecting and keeping those intact as much as humanly possible. So that was the task here that the government was going through as they went about their development or the framing of this great nation. Friends, take a little bit of a deep breath here, a little bit of a deep breath as I'm getting into this today. Again, going to talk about the No Kings rallies, protests around the country here in just a moment. But before I do that, let me remind you that we have started a division here at the Todd Huff Show called Red, White, and Brand. It's what I used to do formerly years ago before I started this. Well, I shouldn't say before. Well, I did it before and even during the early years of this program. We had a promotional products company. We did business with folks like the NCAA and FedEx and Cook Group in Bloomington, just as examples. I sold that business in 2019. I had to pause there because the program was growing. I couldn't manage everything, and so we sold the business. The non-compete expired this spring, and so we reopened that arm of the business after some deliberation and some thinking. And we help people put their logo on almost anything. I'll tell you a couple of other things we do here with under the umbrella of Red, White, and Brand. That's the name of it. We help with some marketing services. We've actually built some AI. I do a lot here with AI. Enough to where we're actually building some of these things for other people. So Red, White, and Brand can help with all of these things, putting your logo on something and then some other marketing services, including some development of AI. If you need help in those areas, we'd love to do it. It's a way that you can fund, support this program as well and benefit from those services. So redwhiteandbrand.com is the website. You can contact us through there. 10% discount on promotional products orders using promo code Todd on your first order. RedWhiteAndBrand.com, my friends. Your logo on almost anything. All right, so getting back to the government that we have. The founders separated the powers, and they tried to keep those things balanced that we've talked about thus far. So they knew that we weren't going to have a monarch or a king, which is a good thing. A couple of other quotes from the founders when talking about our rights and liberties, just to give you a little bit of what I want to say. Thinking about what was important to them and what they were trying to do specifically. Of course, you can get a lot of this from the framing of the Constitution itself. Alexander Hamilton said in Federalist Number 1, the vigor of government is essential to the security of liberty. So again, we have to give a government enough power to be able to secure our liberty. And they're writing this in the wake of what happened with the Articles of Confederation, where they didn't have enough power in the federal government to actually do anything about that. George Washington, whom I love, in his farewell address said the very idea of the power and right of the people to establish government presupposes the duty to obey. You know, the founders, one of the things that I don't want to go down this rabbit hole, but you could spend some time talking about how much the founders understood that in order to have a representative republic, a constitutional republic, you had to have people who had good moral fiber. If you're going to have free people and who don't follow moral laws, you're going to have eventually anarchy on your hands, which describes a lot of the problem that we have in this country today. And it's why I would say at the core of all of this, the core of all of our problems in this country, I would say the most pressing thing that we have today, a need of, is a spiritual revival, is a turning to Jesus Christ, the God of the Bible, embracing the truth therein. So that's ultimately what's at stake and what this is about. But we have political battles as well, and we've got protests out there with this No Kings group. Now, what is a monarchy? A monarchy, because these folks are out there saying no kings. They're saying Trump is a king, but I just told you the type of government we have. We have a constitutional republic that has three distinct branches that are separate, that have oversight, checks and balances, that are designed to prevent abuses of government, to prevent the establishment of something like a monarchy. But a monarchy, according to the Encyclopedia Britannica, is a system where supreme authority rests in one ruler, usually for life, often hereditary, and typically unchecked by other branches. So there's such a thing as like an absolute monarchy where there is no one else. What the king says, the king gets. And in fact, if you go back and you read stories in the Bible and you look at kings like Nebuchadnezzar, one of my favorite stories in scripture is the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who refused to bow down to this image. This is the sort of thing that happens. I know a lot of people read the Bible and they think mythical fairy tale. It's just, that's, again, another discussion for another day. That's not true. In fact, a lot of archaeology, a lot of historical discoveries has, served as evidence that these stories are actually the real deal. In fact, I saw a recent story about the history of the 10 plagues in Egypt. And this guy that people believe was Moses, there's historical documentation of, although it doesn't refer to him by that name, it certainly fits the timeline and leaves open the very real possibility that he was written about in Egyptian history. Anyway, the point here is to say that the stories that we hear of in the Bible reflect the nature of humanity, our heart. And this King Nebuchadnezzar was proud of himself. King Nebuchadnezzar wanted people to bow down to his image, and these three young Hebrew men refused to do it because that violates the Old Testament law. And he threatened to kill them. He didn't have to go to anybody else and ask if he could kill them. He said, this is what's going to happen. And he tried to kill them. Of course, he was unsuccessful because God protected them in this instance. Reminds me of the story. I mean, there's so many stories where you see kings using absolute power and authority in the Old Testament in particular here. But compare that to what Trump is supposedly and what we have here. And that's a far cry from reality. So more to say about this on the other side of the break, my friends. But sit tight. You're listening to Conservative Not Better Talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff. Back in just a minute.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars, and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 4/8 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 4/8 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds.
You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Welcome back, my friends. So, the protesters at the No Kings rally or protest, here's what they said, to the best of my ability to summarize. Here's what they've said, that they are protesting about Trump, the use of federal forces in U.S. cities, and talk of taking over local policing that apparently makes Trump a king. Defying courts and weakening checks and balances. That apparently makes Trump a king. Deportations and warrantless detentions apparently makes Trump a king. Symbolic King Trump imagery and parade spectacles. Now, I don't know if you saw this, but Trump, in the wake of the protests at the No Kings, well, the No Kings rallies over the weekend, Trump or someone, it was reposted by Trump and the White House. I think it was on the White House social media page. Maybe it was by Trump specifically. But there's an AI of Trump flying a, I don't remember the jet, if it was an F-16 type jet or something, flying over the protesters and then dropping what appeared to be excrement on the crowd. And in, if you watch the AI video, you will see that in the image, in the imagery, which is clearly AI, Trump is wearing a crown as he flies the jet. And people say, well, that's evidence of Trump thinking he is a king. Also, the parade spectacles. The military parade really upset some folks. I don't know what the folks who were upset by that would have thought during the era of World War II, when we had those parade. Anyway, we had the welcome parade. I just, whatever. But these are some of the things. And then, oh, they're also saying he's a king by making remarks about seeking a third term. A couple of things on some of these. Some of these things can be immediately dismissed as Trump is trolling folks and they refuse to see it. It's like Trump is making them the butt of jokes, and they take him seriously. I heard someone, this was some time ago, someone said that the people who don't like Trump take him literally but not seriously. I forget who said this. This is not me. I want you to know that I'm not trying to steal this line, but I can't remember who said this. The Trump haters, the never Trumpers, the people that went to the No Kings protest, they take Trump literally but not seriously. And the people who like Trump, the MAGA crowd, if you will, take Trump seriously but not literally. And I think that's a really good way to put it. I think that Trump is serious about defending our southern border and deporting people. I think that there has been certain things that have been said back and forth in the narrative over the course of these years that Trump did not mean literally, but it's figuratively. Even the build that wall, of course a wall is necessary at certain parts of the border, but nowhere at any time did Trump mean to apply, we're going to build a big wall and we're going to just leave it at that. That's going to solve our problem. Of course you have to think of other ways to secure the border, but to pretend a wall doesn't serve in some capacity to help is just patently asinine. It's absurd to think that a wall doesn't help. In fact, I used to say on this program when we were in the former studios of the former home, I used to sometimes turn on the microphone and say, much to my surprise this evening, last night, the walls to the studio worked. It's kept the cool air in the summer, the hot air out. It's kept out the animals that are in the woods behind the home out. There's a big, beautiful door here that we can walk in and out of. No one came in through through the wall. They use the door, or they don't use anything because we locked the door. So walls serve their intended purposes all the time. Every day. We are behind walls every day. And metaphorically, maybe, but definitely, unless you're just constantly outdoors for your profession, you're a farmer or something like that, I mean, you're behind walls. Even when you go home at night, you're behind walls at some point, and those walls serve a purpose. Walls have worked throughout history. But Trump said, I'm going to put a big, beautiful door in the wall. Now, some people undoubtedly are down there looking at the wall saying, we never found the door. What's Trump talking about? Of course, it's not literal. It's meant to communicate an idea that we want the people who aren't supposed to be here to not be able to get in. We want the people who are trying to come in legally to have a way, an access point, a door, if you will, into this country. We're just going to manage who comes through it. We're going to tell the people who can come through and who can't. We're certainly not going to let the threats come in. We're not letting Trinidad Aragua or MS-13 or ISIS or Al-Qaeda inside that door. That's the idea. This is kind of common sense. So a lot of these things that folks are upset about regarding Trump being a king can be immediately dismissed simply by understanding that the people who don't like him take him literally but not seriously. The people who like him take him seriously but not literally. Again, I didn't come up with that. Someone else did, but I think it's spot on. And to factor in that Trump is trolling them. You know, you're going to call me a king. You're going to have a no kings protest. Okay, then I'm going to make an AI image of me flying a jet or get access to it somehow. And I'm going to be flying the jet with the crown on. And I'm going to drop excrement on the crowd from the F-16 or whatever type of jet it was. And people say, well, there you go. He's trying to play into that. He's trying to, show us that he is a king. No, he's trolling you. He's trolling you. A couple things, if Trump was the king, that would have been happening. Number one, the government wouldn't be shut down if Trump was a king. That certainly wouldn't be happening. He wouldn't be taking things to court. You can certainly say that it's a risk. And listen, I'm open to people sharing these opinions and these concerns. I wish that they were there sharing their own concerns when Biden, for example, in June of 2023, when he lost in Biden v. Nebraska, when the Supreme Court struck down his debt forgiveness plan, I wish that there were people who were objectively concerned about executive overreach. When Biden said he strongly disagreed and would seek another path under the Higher Education Act, where's the concern about that? If that's not a problem, then why is Trump looking for other legal ways around things? A problem, and that's not. The point is that these battles internally over decisions, the scope of authority, they're constantly tested. They're constantly tested and challenged. People are trying to, again, a government is force, and if a particular branch has the political will to do something that they want to see accomplished, if they think it can fit into the powers granted to it by the Constitution and by statutory law, then they're going to pursue that. I mean, that is politics. That's the way that it works. Now, certainly there can be instances where that's abusive, and we've got to prevent that and stop that. And I commend the courts for trying to do that. But you know what? Just as the executive can have an overreach of power, so can the judiciary. So can Congress. Now, I would say, in general terms, of all those three branches, having one of them try to have too much power, the one that I would I think it makes the most sense to, I don't want to say defer to, but the one that's least dangerous to have too much power is probably Congress, because it's made up of multiple representatives. The one, you can make the case that the judiciary or the executive branch are the most dangerous because, again, this can be an individual in the case of the executive, or even an individual in the case of lower courts who can throw a wrench in all the gears. And so, and how things work constitutionally. So, more to say about that, but I'm up against the break here, my friends. If you're curious about Kratom or just want honest answers before you try anything, you're invited to the weekly tea talk from Christopher's Organic Botanicals. Happens every Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern. No pressure, no sales pitch, just real conversations with real people who want to help you understand Kratom, what it is, how it's used, how to stay safe, and what to avoid. Christopher's Organic Botanicals believes education should come first. That's what sets them apart from the crowd. If you've got questions about relief, dosage, safety, sourcing, this is the place to ask those questions. They build a community that's focused on the truth and not the hype. Join the conversation this Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern. For more information, go to christophersorganicbotanicals.com. That's christophersorganicbotanicals.com. Truth, tradition, transparency. Quick timeout here on my end, my friends. Back in just a minute.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Third and final segment of today's program. We're just going through these No Kings protests, rallies, and so forth. I've seen some numbers, supposedly millions of people, who knows? And that's fine. That's fine. But here's the thing. I listed some of the things that they are protesting at these rallies. Again, this is hard to piece together. You go up and you ask individual protesters. Some of them will have signs. Some of them won't know what their signs mean. Some of them will have arguments. Some of them will articulate some of what I just said. I don't know that anybody can really defend it because this is really kind of silly. But I'll go through a couple of these things and address it here in a moment. But friends, ever notice how some families seem to have a plan that lasts for generations? That is not by accident, by the way. Full Suite Wealth works with people who want their wealth to make a difference for years to come. Their team brings together high-level investment strategies like private equity, private credit, option strategies, all coupled with expert legal guidance. It's all about making sure your vision becomes a reality for the people you love today, tomorrow, and, of course, well into the future. If you're looking to do more than just manage your money, if you want to leave a mark and build something lasting, take a look at Full Suite Wealth. Visit FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy. Secure your future. Folks, Jason and his team will take good care of you at Full Suite Wealth. Check them out, FullSuiteWealth.com. All right, so the folks who say that Trump is a king and that we don't want kings, first of all, I can agree with you that we don't want a king. I think that the system of government we have is a wonderful system of government. I think that we can agree on that. I've shared with you what a monarchy is in a previous segment. I guess to repeat that, a monarchy, according to Encyclopedia Britannica, is a system where supreme authority rests in one ruler. We, by definition, Trump does not have supreme authority. There are three branches of government. You can make the case that Trump is trying, you can make it, make the case that Trump is stepping outside or pushing the limits or challenging executive authority in the Constitution. You can make that case. You can make that case for virtually every president that's ever been in the White House. This is what happens when they have a political will. They try to find ways to get it done. This is just what happens. And I would say it's natural and normal. And no, it's not normal in the sense that the tantrums that are being thrown on the other side, the rhetoric isn't normal. Using AI to show yourself dropping excrement on crowds of protesters isn't normal either in the normal course of the way things happen here. But to say that it is behavior of a monarchy is something altogether different. You could say that federal using forces, the National Guard, are talking of taking over local policing. You can say, you can make the case is a stretch of executive power, but there are also rules and laws pertaining to this. There are examples when presidents have used some of these powers in the past. And so it seems that that's not a black and white example of Trump trying to be a king. It's trying to solve real problems within the confines of the Constitution that we can argue limits or doesn't limit or restricts or doesn't restrict certain things being done by the executive, defying courts and weakening checks and balances, they say. I see them fighting in courts. I don't know that they've not, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm not aware of a court decision or ruling that they've just defied. Let me know if I'm wrong. And of course, if they did that, you could certainly make the case that they're weakening checks and balances. But just as the executive can make an overreach, so can the judiciary, so can Congress. Now, the stuff about King Trump imagery being taken seriously, I can't say that's Trump trolling 100%. They can't be serious about that. And then remarks about his seeking a third term. Listen, a couple things on that. By the Constitution, Trump cannot seek a third term. Trump will not be running in 2028. Now, does he troll on this? Are there people that would vote for him a third time? You better believe it. And does he want to use that as momentum? Does he want to capitalize on that? He certainly does. And he'll make Trump 2028 hats. There are arguably ways that Trump could run as a vice presidential candidate for somebody, I suppose. I don't know. These have never been tested before in this country. But I can't listen. This is just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Trump is, again, trolling these folks. Again, they take him literally but not seriously, and they should rethink the way that they consider that. But there were lots of people that came out to this. Again, I give them credit. I give them credit, at least from what I've seen. I don't think there was any violence. If it was, it was far the exception to the rule than the rule. They've seemed to change their tactics because some of these rallies, so-called rallies and protests in the past have been nothing short of riots. So I will give credit where credit is due. They've got the freedom to do this. By the way, Kings wouldn't have let that happen to begin with. Kings wouldn't have let people take to the streets to protest them. So Trump is not a king. This is silly at its core, but again, they're free to do it, and it's fun to discuss, I guess. But folks, I got to wrap it for the day. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Ballman-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.